This morning, as I awoke, I looked out and I saw light breaking in the sky. And then I walked around, did a few things, and then I looked out again and I saw there was a deep fog lying over the valley. Here in the mountains, we call it a cloud, but it's a fog lying over the valley. And it covered the entire valley and stretched out from valley to valley, to mountain to mountain. Beautiful, glorious, complete. It was a blanket through which you could not see. And life is like that sometimes. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Instant Illumination. Life is like that sometimes. A cloud, a fog through which you cannot see. Well, as I walked with Rex this morning and walked out up to the mountaintop, the sun was beginning to peak up there. But still the valley was filled with fog, filled with a cloud. And I sat in the Om bench, on the Om bench, and looked out across the valley. And there was sort of a black haze on top of the white haze, which had a white haze on top of the black haze. And I thought, well, now, that's an interesting symbolic thing. I wonder what that represents. And of course, the answer is it represents whatever I think it represents. And so I looked at it and I looked at how sometimes we let little thoughts creep into our consciousness, which we are not really aware of. We look at it from below or we look at it from above and we only see the whiteness, we only see the purity of our thought. But tucked away in between the layers, you might say, is some attitude which is a debilitating attitude, an attitude which might be inharmonious, disharmonious with what we want to be in our life. So, we don't know that's always there. We can know it. We really do know it because we sense it. But we are not always conscious that it's that particular thing or that particular time or that particular place. And we say to ourselves, I've got to ferret that out. I've got to remove that negative thought or that limiting thought, that thought which is not going in the direction I think I want to go. And in the process, we pay attention to the thought. And while we pay attention to the thought, we're giving the thought power. While we pay attention to the thought, we're empowering the thought to be something in our life. We're empowering the thought to be our reality. In fact, this big white cloud that has a little black layer in it, insignificant to a degree, but it's there, overwhelms the entire attitude of the white cloud. One little thought can upset our entire apple cart. And so it is that we can take responsibility for that one little thought and get it out of there and dissolve it and remove it. Hey, the more I think about that thought, the more I pay attention to that thought, the more the thought grows. How do I be predominant with my big white cloud of perfection and love and truth and right action? How do I enlarge that and develop that? How do I bring to the fore all the purity and goodness that I am and get rid of that little hang-up? Well, we don't get rid of the hang-up. The hang-up will always be there because it is the hang-up, because it is an is. What we do is we give it no thought and it atrophies. It sort of dissolves into itself. And it is no longer important. We put it, in a manner of speaking, in a back file cabinet and lock it away. And putting it in that back filing cabinet, we forget about it. It no longer has any part of our life. And we never return in thought to it. We only think about those things that are beautiful and good, those things that are of our nature, and the white cloud, which is our purity and our goodness and our wholeness and everything lovely, just keeps growing and being the allness that we are. And when it is the allness that we are, then that's our purpose, that's our choice, that's our desire, that's what it's all about. Now we have that ability, we have that chosen talent, if you will, to do that. But do we want to do it? Now I have walked away from the high mountain on one side, and I'm in the valley, and I'm walking across the valley, and I'm walking into the deep fog, and I see the sun trying to burn its way in through the cloud and clear it away. And here I see no evidence of any black strata flowing through the cloud. I don't even know should it be there or is not there. And when I don't give it attention, it has no power over me. It has no consequence in my life. What I give attention to has consequence. And you see, the sun now is sort of a big foggy orb up there. And it's looking at me and it's saying, you know, your thoughts may be wonderful and good, but I'm going to dissolve them. I'm going to dissolve all thoughts of right action or peace, all thoughts of love and harmony, all thoughts of goodness, all thoughts. And in their place, I'm going to put the light, which I am, the light of unconditional love. And I look at the sun and I say, hey, you crazy guy, I've been enjoying all these experiences. That's my humanness, you know. And if you dissolve all that and just shine out with the unconditional love, and I go around being unconditional love, I'm not going to be human anymore. And the divine sun shining upon me, talking to me and revealing itself to me, says, if you realized, as you do, that having unconditional love is the ideal human. The ideal human is the one with unconditional love. The ideal human is the one that everyone delights in. The ideal human is what everyone is seeking and wanting to have expressed in their life. That's the ideal human. Now, you have put your parameters on being a human based upon the, if you will, unideal human. The human with limitations. The human that's always seeking to be better, have more, and enjoy more of life. That's what you're looking at. The ideal human is the human of unconditional love. The human of unconditional love who has all that already, who is all that already, who looks out upon his world and her world and only sees the ideal quality of all that is. Yes, the ideal human is the unconditionally loving being. So, Mr. Sun, I see the fog has overwhelmed you again. The cloud has caused you to disappear, but I know you're there. I know your unconditional love and that you're there and you're fantastic. And I'm very happy about it because when I put my concentration on my unconditional love, when I put my concentration on my reality, on my immortality, on my allness, there is the light of unconditional love. There is the illumination, which is my illumination now and forevermore. And I don't have to search out a God. I don't have to search out a master, a teacher. I just look within myself, and the divine within myself synchronizes and is the divine within all. And then the cloud slides away, and the sun of unconditional love and its illumination is my allness every moment of every day. What a wonderful way to live, isn't it? Join with me in this harmony and peace and happiness and this wonderful way to live. And hey, Mr. Sun, get as bright as you want. I love you. I love you. I love you. And that same thing goes for all of you listening to this wonderful internet email or whatever it is, Thought for Today or Instant Illumination or The Absolute Philosopher. I love you. I love you. I love you.